One of those qualities is vichacharana sampanno. Vichar, wisdom. Charana means activity. The activity of a Buddha is compassionate. Buddhas don't do anything unless it's for the welfare of living beings. So the great wings of awakening, the dual dimensions that ripen and mature in our awakening are wisdom and compassion. Wisdom seen clearly, as I was mentioning last night, seeing into that ever-changing, unsatisfying nature of conditionality, and the letting go. Already in wisdom, there is the freedom from suffering, so there is compassion. Letting go and touching into the spacious, boundless, peaceful nature of the heart. Yet within that empty nature, there is phenomenon. Sometimes our letting go is disguised. It's not real letting go, and we're caught up in pushing away, seeking happiness by getting rid of. And that's when the heart needs to learn how to soften, to receive, to welcome. The compassionate heart welcomes, is well with what comes and goes. That opening and allowing also takes us to the boundless, spacious nature. Within the welcoming, the peaceful, not fighting, one can notice the empty, changing, empty nature. Wisdom, seeing into the nature, letting go, compassion, welcoming. This is the skill of one heart, one awareness. If we only know how to grab hold of, that's a hand that's just a fist holding is a paralyzed hand. A hand that's just open, only opened, is also paralyzed. An agile hand can touch, hold, investigate, let go. Holding, letting go. The fluid, agile skill of the heart. One of the famous sayings of the Buddha that appears in the Dhammapada is that hatred is never overcome by hatred. Only through non-hatred is hatred appeased, is calmed. This is the eternal law. Sometimes it's translated as only through love. But that word is, in many languages, is so distorted. Sometimes when we try to love everything, we have some ideal about what that means, and we can just end up pretending or pushing out of consciousness all the underlying resistance. The word that the Buddha used is non-hatred, and this is a key. Actually, awareness itself is love. When awareness is not distorted by gripping, we might think, I love so-and-so, but how often does our love turn into choking the other person? So we're grasping them. Don't ever let me down. They can't breathe. up wanting to kill each other. Aversion builds walls, pushes things out of the heart. When awareness is not distorted by clinging and aversion, it blesses. It allows whatever the formation is to flourish and grow. Actually, our nature, our pure-hearted nature, is love. We mentioned the other day how the Buddha said even one moment of noticing change has immense, auspicious power. Why? Because it undermines, when we see change, it undermines that conviction that there's really something to get hold of and grab for certainty, for me. When we start to see change, that leads little by little to the recognition that clinging to what can't be grasped leads to stress. It leads to letting go. The Buddha also said, one finger snap of kindness, loving kindness. When someone practices that, even for a finger snap, they can call themselves my disciple. They're following my teaching, he said. It's interesting, these two principles, change, which leads to letting go, and kindness, one finger snap has immense transformative power toward wholesomeness, toward healing. And if one finger snap is so important, what about making much of these attitudes? Why is a moment kindness so important? Because in a moment of not fighting, we build a wall, get over there. We just crush it. Moment of kindness, the heart opens and allows. Practices being with. So you're moving from a contracted place to a more inclusive place. This is the movement from the alienation, the suffering of birth and death, the optical distortion of self. It's a movement from that to the more non-dual, non-divided, whole. Kindness, compassion, and wisdom work together. And some of our tendencies that are so deep-rooted, we know what they should be, we wag our finger at them, you're unskillful, let go, and nothing happens. The more we try to force things, sometimes the more we're underlining, increasing the concretization, the hardening of that pattern. Kindness is one of the great virtues that takes us from suffering to non-suffering, because in allowing, it allows the heart to soften. It allows the formation by not fighting something, by allowing. It then is blessed by awareness, which is love. It allows things to take their course. As our Western teacher Ajahn Sumedho used to say, when we practice kindness, then the orphans of consciousness, those parts of ourselves that we just lock into the dungeons, we either get overwhelmed by them or we are in denial about them. When we practice allowing, there's an opportunity for their freedom, because they can come up into the heart. And the envy, the jealousy, the bitterness, the states we don't want to know and see, we can practice moments of allowing, not fighting, touching. So for this morning and today, to practice on this important quality and to remember, though it sounds, oh gosh, we did the wisdom practice, now the kindness, oh dear, I'm not sure. They're so close. They work together. Coming to this moment. Receiving this moment. Touching with our buddhic awareness that's inherent in the heart. Receiving the sounds, the feeling tones, the moods. Remembering that this so-called me is not really separate. It is blessed by an in-breath. Letting ourselves really receive an in-breath, a long, slow in-breath and relaxed out-breath as we find ourselves aligned with the suchness of this moment, relaxing. Nothing is a distraction in the kindness practice. Everything is allowed. We're not pretending to like everything. But our well-being comes from the willingness to be with. So the sounds, just as they are, practicing allowing them, not fighting them. Because this is how it is. This is a heart that's just being friendly, letting things be. The sensations of our body, we're not pretending to like them all. Some are painful, some are pleasant. Some are neutral. Practicing being well with whatever there is, allowing. May I be at ease with this. The mood. It may be exhaustion or restless. Thinking about home as we get near the end of the retreat. Or maybe savoring the peace and not wanting it to end. Whatever the mood, light or dark, calm or fuzzy, that mood is making the effort just to allow, to bless it just by giving it a place at the table. If we have aversion, we don't have to pretend that it's not there. Aversion, that spiky, meh, the illness of the will that just doesn't want this, doesn't want that. It never gets invited to the table with a place. The ill will, this that heat, the hardness, if that's appearing, we just also make that subtle effort just to allow that. Let that be. Practice being okay with. In allowing the name or the image of someone in our life that when we think of them or their name or their image, there's naturally a feeling of kindness. It might be a parent or a grandparent or a beloved pet or a teacher or just a principal. But if we think of them, there's naturally a sense of well-wishing. That feeling, may it mix into every cell in our body. May we breathe with it, as we naturally wish also that being to be well, to be at ease. We're not naturally fighting them because their name, their image, their sound brings a warmth. Letting the awareness just be open, continually remembering to just allow, not to add fighting, not to contend. As we breathe in and out, noticing the sensations in our body. And on an out breath, letting go and sensing the space in front of us. Each out breath, there's a extending a wave of non-fighting. Just whatever space or forms, the beings, the walls, the land, the villages, that whole quarter of the world into the stars. With each out-breath, we open our awareness to that boundless space in front of us, and however that feels, just extending a sense of not fighting, of gentleness. Each out-breath sends a ripple of kindness, gentleness, non-fighting, blessing all that is in front of us. And whatever reaction we have is okay. We include that. Nothing is excluded. Letting that intention dissolve as we just notice our body, the feeling tones, the moods, practicing being okay, friendly with whatever. And on an out breath, letting go and sensing the space to our right shoulder, right side, the space, the forms to our right. Letting go to our right and extending a intention of kindness, non-fighting, to all that is to our right. However we sense the boundless space and all the forms within it to our right, touching that with including, non-fighting, blessing everything to our right with a gentle intention. letting that effort dissolve and just returning again to the simplicity of our body, sitting, listening, the feeling tones, whatever our experience is, not fighting it, including, willing to be with. Breathing in and out as we notice that area in the chest, and on an out breath, letting go and sensing the space behind us. With each out breath, extending an intention of gentleness, non-fighting, to all that is behind us, that whole quarter of the universe. However we sense it, that is open to, allowed, included in our awareness. Letting that effort subside and dissolve. Being with the sensations, feeling tones of this body. With an attitude of welcoming, kindness, with whatever is appearing. And then on an out-breath, letting go and sensing the space to our left. Extending infinitely to the left, touching, blessing the forms, the space, the trees, the plants, the animals, the beings, the land, suffusing that whole quarter of the universe. Letting that effort dissolve. Receiving the sensations as they are. Some are pleasant, some are unpleasant. Neutral. Practicing not fighting, but relaxing with. The experience of sitting here listening. And on an out-breath, sensing the space above us, from the crown of the head up infinitely, extending, through the ceiling, the roof, the trees, the sky, a wave of non-harming, non-fighting, allowing, each out-breath, sensing that infinite space and all the forms within it above us. However we sense that, including it in consciousness, with a gentle attitude, letting that effort dissolve. Practicing moments of including, welcoming our experience, just sitting. In an on and out breath, letting go and extending down through Mother Earth, the floor, the sea, the ground, through the earth, infinitely below, with a wave of gentleness, non-harming. Each out-breath sensing that infinite space below us and all the forms which are part of this one mind. Reclaiming, including back into the heart all that is below. And allowing that effort to subside. Notice again this body, these sensations, whatever the mood, practicing moments of, may I be at ease with this, just as it is. And with each out-breath, relaxing and sensing the space above, below, and all around, relaxing. Each in-breath, an intention of gentleness within, to all that we call me. Each out-breath, letting go a ripple of kindness for all that is around us. Quietly suggesting to the heart, may I be well, well with whatever comes and goes. May I be peaceful, free from distress with whatever comes and goes. Blessing all things, all beings with this mysterious healing power of awareness, of love. One starts to forget the intention, then one can whisper the reminder, may I be well, at ease. May others be at ease and well. Within this attitude, one can bring up the names or the images of beings dear to us, friends, family, parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, partners, associates. Just noticing how their image, their name, just touches us, whatever the reaction, practicing again, allowing, touching with awareness that's not fighting. Breathing in gentleness, breathing out, may you be well, at ease. And the countless beings around us we don't know very well. We don't know it all, maybe, but are also part of this mysterious, interconnected fabric of life. Breathing in, being at ease, breathing out, may you all be well, at ease. Even those we don't know, that we don't have any particular affection for or distress about. This attitude is even for those we care about, those we're neutral about, and even those we have difficulty with. One might bring the name or the image of someone one's struggling with. And just noticing the image or the name of a person or persons or situation that causes us suffering, brings up aversion. Being gentle and noticing what happens if we bring up that image, that name, that situation. And not crushing, not fighting, but just taking that reaction and allowing that to be felt without judgment, with gentleness. Wishing may all beings find their true home in the wise and kind heart. So these last few minutes practicing in our own way with just the sensations or bringing up names or images of situations or beings that we want to remember our part of our heart, to include in this boundless attitude of kindness. Returning again and again to the wish, may I be at ease with all of this. My divine abiding will be that heart which is not fighting. finishing with the Buddha's words on loving kindness, what's called the Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing. In gladness and in safety may all beings be at ease, whatever beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the divine abiding. By not holding unto fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
Mani Padme.
So carrying on with our enjoying this last full day of the retreat, but remembering this attitude of kindness to ourself, to our experience. And remember, within that, there's still the aligning ourselves with how it is. We're not throwing any other practices out, but we're just remembering to include, not reject, to honor and bless the experience that we're having.